Hello, everyone, and welcome to season 8 of Six Figure Souls, Doing Good and Making Money. This is my weekly podcast highlighting soul-centered entrepreneurs that have created businesses around their authentic selves, and they're making money doing it. Today, and actually this whole season, season 8, we will be interviewing members from the Natural Life Business Partnership, which we call the Soul Professional Society at the Natural Life Business Partnership. Today, my guest is Christy Sullivan. She is a human design expert, author, and speaker, and she is on a mission to help busy women stop overworking and start overflowing. Hi, Christy. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, and thank you. I forgot to mention, I am also a soul professional, and people love to hear that. That is your term that you have invented, and I love it.
That is our trademark. And I should say, you've been part of our community probably 2 years or more.
Around 2 years now.
Yeah. Yep. And you were also an author in my first collaborative book, which is out there in the background for those of you that are watching us on YouTube.
Over here too.
You have it there too. There you go. And Christy has her own book with the same title of Stop Overworking and Start Overflowing, which is all about human design, which we're going to talk about today. So thank you for being here. So I first want to start with, what is human design? Because up until you joined us, really, maybe 2 years ago, I had never heard of it. And now it's actually part of my business. Like, I think about it. Of course, Christy runs this amazing micro community within our premium membership level called Business by Design. I am a student in there. Like, I learned so much from Christy and why I do what I do and what my design shows. So tell us and the people listening what human design is, and then we'll dig in a little deeper from there.
It's always a good place to start.
Yeah. And
I want to say too, that it's been huge this year. So many more people are hearing about human design and say to me, "Ooh, I know it, but I don't know what it means." And So starting at the beginning, human design is your energy blueprint based on your birth date. I call it a little bit like astrology, but on steroids. And it actually blends 4 ancient sciences: astrology, Kabbalah, I Ching, and the chakra system. And so there is a merging of these ancient modalities that then create this tool, or like a personality, let's call it, assessment that helps you understand who you are at a very deep level. The more you know who you are and who you're not, the more you also are aligning to a unique formula, the unique way that you're wired, that your energy runs. That's what human design is your uniqueness.
I love that. I love that. And there's a lot of different facets to human design. So I like to just say that when I got a reading years ago, and I didn't really even understand what it was. And then once I met you, you were able to dive in a little deeper. And of course, at our micro community, you talk a little bit about the openness and the channels. But what I love about it, and what I want to say to the audience, if when you're listening, Christy has a great way of explaining why you are who you are and how you lead. For me in my business, it helped me learn how to lead and how to attract people better and stop like working that grinds, right? Start like overworking, just like your book, overworking, and then just start attracting. So it really helped me understand who I am and how I work in the world.
Yeah. And I have a background in teaching yoga. So I know if somebody comes into a yoga class and they don't know some of the basic poses, they feel confused. They feel like they're not sure how to follow, or they try to, but inside them might be thinking, "Oh, I should have taken a beginner course." And what I like to do with human design is help people understand the basics, because there's really only 3 very important elements in your design that you need to know to start making some really significant, not just shifts, but the awareness of that, those 3 elements help you to create shifts based on using human design as a tool. So if you know some of the basics, you don't have to get all complicated. It can be really helpful. And my background in marketing also helped me realize that, you know, we all have a unique formula. And when you're using human design in your business and make it like even part of your strategy, then you're infusing your business with this uniqueness and you're able to like market the way that you should be marketing and not be doing all the things and feeling all the overwhelm. So, yeah, one of my things I just came from a conference was I want people to work less hours and enjoy things more, have more fun in their business. So that's part of my mission.
I think that's more authentic. Like we've been taught to believe that we have to work 40 hours a week and that's what the norm is, or even more than that. Like that's the minimum. And that's really not true at all.
That's conditioning. And that we talk about a lot in human design, because we have had so much programmed in us through not just school and media, but even parents and families, ancestral lineage. Like we have a certain way we think we need to do things and we try to make things work that way. And sometimes we're successful and we have good lives, but sometimes it just, we're burned out or overwhelmed. And the key is probably that we're doing things in a way that we've been conditioned or programmed to do. That's not really the more natural way for us to do it. So it helps us understand who we're not as well.
Yeah, I love that too. Because I always say in business school, like when I got my MBA, they taught us how to be CEOs. And this was back in the 90s. So it's probably a little different today. But it, nowhere in there did it ever say like, love what you do, enjoy people, create relationships. Like none of that was a part of business. And I think that there is a huge paradigm shift happening since, you know, the pandemic, of people just wanting to be in flow, people wanting to make their lives easier and dovetail who they are with what they do.
Yeah. And I think back to the soul professional, I see in your wonderful organization and the groups that I've been a part of that people do genuinely love what they do. And maybe they just need more refining in making decisions and not saying yes to everything that they love, or knowing that maybe it's not the right time to always say yes to certain things. But one theme I see is, again, in your community, like people genuinely love what they're doing. And, you know, we're the kind who say like, if I won $1 million, I'd still be doing what I'm doing.
Yep. And that's what it's all about. So a little bit about you, I'm kind of curious, how did you start with human design? Like what was your first introduction to that, that made you literally leave the corporate world and, you know, start this new life teaching human design?
Well, it definitely was a journey. It wasn't overnight. Yes. And I discovered it about 7 years ago. I learned it from a friend and a coach who, as part of a group I was in, we learned human design. It really resonated because I, again, was a yoga teacher, understood the chakra system. Mm-hmm. And I was also doing a side hustle, trying to make it work, trying to make it just happen and get successful, at least create money that I wanted to help me decide if I was going to continue doing my job or move into my own business, but it just wasn't working. And back now 3 years ago in 2020, I had a unique opportunity where my job was going away and I literally was faced with, now you could be a business owner, but what do I want to do? And I started what we call the experiment of human design. I didn't make or force things to happen. I knew what my design was, and I'm a generator, which is one of the energy types. And knowing what lit me up, knowing to say yes to only things that were right for me in the time, in that transition, helped me to start then using human design and creating a business around human design. So it's been 7 years, and it hasn't, like I said, been overnight.
Right. I totally get that. And now you've moved to a place where you're pretty successful and regular. Of course, I know your journey a little bit better, and there's always ups and downs with every entrepreneur. And I think it's really about knowing your why. And that's why I love this show, because I love hearing people's why, like why you do what you do and how it helps so many people. Do you have like a favorite story or something from a client that you really just blew away or that really changed?
Well,
and popped a question at you.
Yeah, no, and that's good. I do have stories. I have even, you know, just recently like introduced human design to a whole room full of women who are entrepreneurs and a business conference, and they were buzzing about it for like a day and a half. They couldn't stop talking about it or just wanting to know more. And I love that, just the idea of kind of waking people up and getting them interested in something. But then I've had clients where like they really took the human design tool to heart. And one woman started to pull back and not do as much. And she made more money in her business. She hit her first $10,000 month in her business.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've seen that happen over and over. And then there's also, like I said, my own testimony where I was in a transition. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had come from a career that at some point felt like I was burning out a bit. And I followed my human design. I leaned into what I learned about myself, and I didn't create something out of the blue, but really followed these breadcrumbs, I call it, from one thing to another, to another. And that helped me suddenly have this business. And I was like, oh my gosh, look at this, is amazing. So I have stories from so many different ways, but really just getting people excited, and they get less confused when they are clear about, wow, this really resonates, and I see what I can do differently. I can see choices I can make differently, and it improves their either health or wealth, mindset, their relationships. So many things improve. It's amazing.
Yeah, I love this. And I'll also brag a little bit that you worked remotely, but for a retreat that was in India with a mutual member,
yes,
and friend of ours, that people can hire you for this retreat work to know who's in the room. Because I think helping know their design, or even employees or VAs and people that are working with someone, you helping them find out if those matches work. And I love that you can do it with couples too. And you can look at both designs and see what dovetails and how you relate to each other. And there's just so many ways that human design can really help in the world.
Yeah. And even parenting, I get that
parenting,
a lot.
Parents that. Yep.
Or moms will get a reading and then they'll say, oh, I got to know my kids. And it helps them understand, not just understand their children, but to honor their uniqueness and how different each of us really are, so that we're not trying to all fit ourselves in the same box, mm-hmm. or teach our kids the way we are, because it just isn't going to always work that way.
Yeah, it doesn't resonate the same way. So as people are getting personality tests and all of these other very mechanical things that are available when we're working with people or having relationships in our lives, I think human design needs to be up there.
Yeah. And I do want to say something. Human design is not the only tool, but it certainly complements a lot of things. I mm-hmm. had learned a lot of personality tools and even was doing workshops on one. And human design really just gave me a different perspective. It complemented what I had learned. And the difference is, personality assessments are usually based on how you answer a set of questions. So that includes the way you've been conditioned, which may or may not be serving you. It is usually the way that we're operating with that conditioning. But when you really want to go deeper and get rid of things that are really limiting you or up-level yourself out of that way that we've been programmed, human design is not based on questions. It's based on your birthday. So it's just a amazing different tool.
Yeah. I loved human design as a facet of my leadership skills, like knowing how to lead. That's where I felt it was really important. I feel like anyone that's running a business should know their human design, just to how they relate to others, how they attract clients, but how they lead if they have a staff and others.
Yeah. And you mentioned someone we know who had me come into her. She's the leader of a amazing group of virtual team members from all over the world. And they, who were meeting for the first time together, when I introduced each of their human designs, it brought them closer too. It helped them understand each other, understand and communicate better, and not have sort of misunderstandings, and again, brought them closer. They felt more bonded, and it was really beautiful to see. And that happens in a team setting as well as leadership roles.
Yeah. Like you said earlier that there's four designs, four major designs, but within all of those designs, there's a lot of other facets.
Well, the way I also describe it, and you could probably say there's four to five types, but that is just the starting point, because that is one label, although we don't want to call it a label because it's not what limits you, but that's one aspect or way to look at how your energy is wired. But then there are so many other factors in your design that also come into play. The energy type is a good starting point, but it then from there gets more specific. So it's a really interesting, again, complex tool. We call it the rabbit hole. And if you are going to look at information, there's a lot online, but I always recommend talking to somebody so that you can kind of get that guidance of, you know, where do I start? What do I do?
I love that. So tell us what's coming up for you. How can people get in touch with you? What groups? How do they find their human design? Tell us all you got going on.
Yeah, thank you. So I have a great group that I like to interact with on Facebook called Christie's Human Design and Self-Care Community. I have a website. You can get in touch with me there, Christy H. Sullivan. I'm also on Instagram. And I just really like connecting. That's part of my design and getting to know people. So if you want to get in touch, I also have the book available, of course, but if you just reach out to me, I'd love to like get to know more about who you are, if human design is right for you. And I love to do one-on-one readings. I also have a group membership. And I love speaking, of course, too.
Yeah.
So if you know anything where I can come introduce human design to a group or event, I'd love that.
Yeah. And you are amazing in community. You're a great connector and you're a really expert human design person, facilitator. I don't know what you call it, but
guide.
Thank you. Yeah. You're awesome. Anything else you want people to know before we wrap up?
Well, of course, check out NLBP. That's thank a little you. Plug. I do a micro community. So that's another opportunity. I love teaching. I love learning as well. And I'm also big on self-care. So my last like words of advice are, even if you don't know human design, do your self-care, make sure that's part of your business plan, because that is a way of managing, enhancing and optimizing your energy. You know, doing all sorts of self-care, the deep inner self-care, of course, is great too. So don't forget that as part of your business.
Awesome. Christy, thank you so much for being with us today. I so appreciate your time and everything that you do in the world.
Thank you so much, Camille.
All right. And thank you, our listeners, for being a part of our Six-Figure Soul Doing Good and Making Money weekly podcast. If you want more information about the Soul Professional Movement, you can go to soulprofessional.com. Join us for some free networking, free communities, and really meet people that are doing things a little differently. We say a soul professional lives in a higher vibration, has an alternative approach to business, and is here to help repair the world. So if that sounds like you, come over and meet some of us. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.